Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's unbelievable. October 1st, 2007. There is now only 3 months left in the year 2007. And it is cliched, but more true than ever. Everybody I know says that it seems like time is accelerating, telescoping, like they've never seen before. Driving into the office this morning, I was listening to a local country station, and I heard the DJ talking about how he can't believe the year's almost over. It seems like the year just started. Then I changed over to a classical station, and the announcer was saying that. And so hence I'm here saying it. But the point is that where did this year go? Everything is accelerating. And that's because, like never before in human history, has actual technological development, the pace of living, the number of things that we have to keep track of, never before has it been so massive. All right, we've got a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Latricia Majors, the mother of the little girl that got her arm broken in Southern California for dropping a piece of cake and not cleaning it up properly, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. I interviewed her for about 15 minutes last night, but I didn't have enough time, so I wanted to go to calls and also interview another guest. But this case isn't just about them breaking her arm. It's about how they arrested another young man, a high schooler, who videotaped it and falsely charged him, and how they falsely charged the mother when she tried to press charges. And it's this phenomenon of framing people, and the police thinking that they can just frame whoever they want, whenever they want, however they want, that we'll be looking at in detail coming up in the second hour, and I will open the phones so you can talk to Ms. Majors about what happened to her and her daughter. We do this about once a year. He's been around for decades. He's one of the longest fighting patriots out there, Lou Upton. He's been on the air for decades in Las Vegas. I remember being interviewed by him in the mid-1990s. Lou Upton, but there's a problem. He's on when I'm on, or his first hour is my last hour. So we always simulcast. Lou always calls up one to interview me, and I'm like, but Lou, I'm on the air. And, oh, let's simulcast. And so we're going to have Lou Upton on to talk about the upcoming war, the IRS, the New World Order, because he's in Las Vegas where the nine defendants just got found not guilty. For tax evasion, more and more cases are being lost by the government as the people learn that the IRS is incorporated in Puerto Rico and Guam. That is just a fact. It's weird. One of my employees did some tracking last week and found out that the Federal Reserve's website is secretly registered. It's private. But he was able to track back who that secret registrar is, and it is the Albert... No, it wasn't the Albert Pike. It was the, I get them mixed up. It was the Adam Weishaupt. There you go. Same type of leader, same group, different personage. The Illuminati leader's name, Adam Weishaupt Foundation. So when we've actually got that. I sent that off to Paul last week to write a story on it, but he's been too busy. So perhaps I'll haul that data in here, maybe even have Tim pop in and talk about it. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are just some of the websites. Don't forget the new Endgame website, whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com. There's also links up on Infowars.com over to it with all the new trailers and information. We'll be releasing the new official trailer, that is the professional, really awesome trailer, this Thursday, by the way.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get 2 free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, October 1st, 2007. We have Lou Epton simulcasting on his Las Vegas radio station he's on in the third hour. And, of course, Latricia Majors, whose daughter had her arm broken and was assaulted. And now she's being charged with battery. The mother's being charged with battery. And it's an example of massive frame-ups. That is coming up in the second hour today. In the meantime, we have huge financial developments. We have gigantic world taxation slash neo-feudalism slash social worker hell news. That's what it's going to be. We have tons of vital information to cover. We also have this wife of a New York bigwig, where her whole family are city officials, union heads, police, and it looks like they killed her in her cell. Of course, they'll whitewash it, doesn't matter how powerful she is. She choked herself with her handcuffs, and the cops are admitting that they jumped on her and stomped on her and did their number on the little lady after she threw a fit. And no doubt she threw a fit. I mean, she's one of these bigwigs. They do. They throw fits. And more, they're getting caught in their own snares. But too bad for her, because they, 90-plus percent chance, beat the little lady to death. But they've got the special coroner on the job. I'm sure he'll say everything's fine. Kind of like people would get shotgunned twice in the back of the head, or get machine gunned and cut their arms and legs off and burn themselves in gasoline and throw themselves in a landfill. It would be ruled suicide by Fannie Malik in Arkansas. Or you can get Gary Webb shoots himself twice in the head, and then people in our supposed own movement come out and say, oh, that's very normal. That's normal. Of course, we interviewed a lot of cops on air who said that's not normal. That's very rare. They claim he blew his own jaw off and then took the 357 and shot himself again. I mean, let me just tell you, if I get found with four or five or two bullet holes in me, back of the head, if I get found with one bullet hole, I didn't commit suicide. I love life. I want that on record. Kind of like the cop of the year in Oklahoma from the Oklahoma City bombing, Terrence Yakey. First officer to respond, he saw BATF within seconds in their full bomb gear. He said, why are you already dressed up here? Why are you already here? Because he was rolling in a patrol car when it went off just two blocks away. And they said, oh, we were here for a drill. We got word not to be here. We got word to be dressed up and ready. Then he talked to one of the local doctors that they also murdered. And the doc was saying, yeah, the BATF was ordering me to bandage him up and claim that they'd been in the building when they weren't. And I told them no. So they took that officer, even called his partner, and said, I'm being followed by feds. They took him out in the field. They stabbed him 13 times. They tortured him. He had handcuff marks on him. They beat him up and down his body. And they shot him in the back of the head. And they said, oh, he committed suicide. There's no end to these people. There's no end to them. Fannie Malik went too far, though, cutting your arms and legs off and putting yourself in a landfill. It's hard to do for high school educated, public school educated folks like me out there who haven't been rehabilitated yet to use your brains. That's impossible. You can't cut your arms and legs. Oh, I forgot, your own head off. It was in one of those three Bill Clinton documentaries. People always ask me. That's like 12 years ago now. It wasn't in the Clinton Chronicles. It was in one of the others put out by Jeremiah Films. I aired it on TV. I've seen it like 10 times. I forget which one. And it was in Arkansas News, and I've done all those interviews in Arkansas. That was a private detective they did that to. There was another cop. They shot the car more than 100 times. They machine gunned it, and then he fell out dead, and they said that was a suicide. No, there was a bunch of those. There was a string of them with double-tap shotgun blast to the head using birdshot, so there's no ballistics. It just turns the head into sloppy joes. All right, I'm already digressing. The point is, 90% chance, and I normally say 99% they killed her, beat her to death. Too bad it's an airport. She'd already gone through security, or they'd have dropped a little derringer on her claiming, you know, she had a gun. That's the normal MO. But it is reported that she was on some type of medication. So now we don't know if that's even true. But the reason they probably killed her is the fact they're claiming she choked herself with her own handcuffs. I mean, I've been in handcuffs a few times, and it's just not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. She, quote, got hung up in her own handcuffs. But they beat the daylights out of her in front of witnesses, so they're having to admit to that. The jumping on the head with the knee. Hey, you're a 230-pound cop. When you jump on somebody's neck with your knee, like we got so much video of, it's a favorite move, a lot of times it breaks people's necks, man. What do you think you're doing? You're a big man. That's why you kill so many people. He didn't like the movies where people get in a street fight and it goes on for 30 minutes. in a real fight with big men slugging it out, people start dying in less than a minute and a half. I mean, you've got sissy fights, I guess, where people hit each other and posture and stuff, but when two people really go at it, full bore, people start dying, they start going into comas, they start going to hospitals. I've been in the hospital fighting, folks. I've not been able to get out of bed for 3 days with a concussion so bad. I've had a bone sticking out of my leg. And you start doing that to little women, they're going to die. You bet, folks, I've dished it out and I've sure taken it. That's why I have no desire to ever get another fight. Because you can be a real tough guy even when bullies start fights with you, because that bully doesn't know how to open a full can. But when somebody opens up a can and the other person opens up a can, people start dying. All right, I'm already digressing. I just am so shocked by people don't know how fragile the human body is. All right. Let me get into this first piece of news now. And then I will get into all the economic news and take some of your phone calls. I'm not going to spend all day on this, but it was deeply touching. It was extremely poignant. And it was an analogy, an analogous, a parallel, an omen, a window into life on this planet and the behavior of mammals, the mammalian family. I think whales are beautiful, majestic, magical creatures and show the particular handiwork of God. I understand it's the culture of the Norwegians and the Inuits and people to hunt them. And if it's done in small little tribal hunts, that's one thing. But separate from that, I do believe whaling should be banned because they have been decimated. They are still decimated. And when you look into the eyes of a whale, you can see that they are extremely sentient, extremely intelligent. And their songs are more complex than human speech, more varied. Their brains per capita, not just for their size, are much larger than ours. Dolphins' brains are much larger than ours. There is no doubt that there is extreme intelligence there. There's no doubt there's extreme intelligence in the pachyderms, the elephants, both the African and the Indian elephant. And I don't think elephants should be hunted. Obviously, though, when they start encroaching on people's plantings and attacking villages, which they do, they need to be dealt with, to be taught to stay back. But other than that, because, again, human life is even more precious, these more advanced, higher species, the great apes, shouldn't be hunted. The chimpanzee, the orangutan shouldn't be hunted. We know that. They're too much like us. They feel too much pain. They feel too much sorrow. I'll just say it. I feel like looking into their eyes, they have souls. And I'm not going to get into some debate about do animals have souls versus humans. I, in my gut, think they have souls. I know they have souls. And I'm sure that there's some type of soul or energy, and even in a bug, but I mean, they have a lot of medicine, a lot of soul, to use the term of a Native American. And to kill them, it just, not from an infantile, petty point of view, or where you see humanity in your dog, but from a study of it, I think it's really a bad thing. But that's not why I brought this up. When we get back, I mentioned it yesterday, but didn't have time to get into it. I saw the most horrible footage I've ever seen on television yesterday. And when we get back, I'll get into it.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're Renegades. Watch out for the Middle Ages. Better up, get Parkinson's. And in the Renaissance.
Bottom line is societies degenerate and unravel. They become corrupt, and they rarely ever emerge from that. You end up living in a third world cesspool of corruption. And that's what we have now begun to enter into. Very, very sad. All right, let me get back to last night. It is the last break of the show. It's like 5:43, and I get up and walk around during the breaks, and I get up, I walk into the control room where the board operator and the person answering the phones are, and up on the screen I see two gray whales being with killer whales, giant, muscular killer whales, much larger, much more graceful than killer whales that are kept in those tiny tanks at SeaWorld. And I immediately said, look, because they weren't watching the television. They got a bunch of televisions on. It's a newsroom. There's like, I think, 10 televisions or there's more than that. They're just everywhere with different channels. And because it's like the third largest news station in the state. But I'm digressing. So they got news feeds everywhere. And it was Animal Planet. And it was these killer whales. And I immediately said, because I know killer whales eat larger whales and mainly kill their calves, their babies. I said, turn that up. They're killing those whales. And I've seen killer whales attack great whites and eat them. I've seen them eat seals. I've seen all that. But this was shot in high def. They were zooming right in with the cameras, right on the whale's horrified eye. They were shooting it off of a platform on a large boat. You could tell that because they were up above the whales. They were right up on them. And it wasn't driving the killers off because, you know, once they start, it's a frenzy. It's like wolves. There's about six huge killer whales, and there's this giant gray whale. It's almost as big as a blue whale. And the calf was almost as big as the killer whales. And In 3 minutes, I almost didn't make it back on the show as I was watching this, it went through several hours. And they run the mother and her calf. They're chasing her. The calf's staying under her, and every time it comes up to try to get a breath, the killers come in to cut it off and to get it away from her. Finally, it's exhausted. You can see the mother's horrified look, her eyes looking around. She goes up under the calf and is lifting it up out of the water. The killers are jumping across, knocking the baby back off of her. And, of course, you start having, you know, you're associating it with your own children. This is a mammal having its baby murdered by other mammals. And this is what they do. It's the natural order. And they end up getting the calf. It's exhausted. The mother tries to fight them off. They can't. They drag it away and rip it to shreds. And they also have fun with it, torturing it and ripping its guts out and enjoying themselves. Because predators like to torture what they eat. It's part of the game. It's part of the fun. And then they all had a big meal. And then the whole pot of killers come in and lavish themselves. And the mother goes off. Now, that's how the world works. That's how it truly operates. That's how it operated in Rome. That's how it operated in Greece. That's how it operated in Soviet Russia. And so we created a, quote, free society where we fiercely defended liberty and we set up government to only protect our liberty and to be divided against itself to stop that from happening. That's why somebody 150 years ago, 200 years ago, if you tried to tax them or shove them around or boss them, they'd get violent. Not because they were uppity, but because they realized that how dangerous it was to be oppressed, to be brought into bondage. And they were ready to fight. And so we had liberty, the likes of which the planet's never seen, at least for a larger segment of society. There were other ills and problems going on as well. Now we have fat, dumb, arrogant, know-it-all, full-of-themselves population who thinks they have all the answers, and they don't know. I mean, at least that gray whale knew it was in trouble. It did everything it could. Let's see. Well, when we get back, I'm going to go over it. My whale analogy. And I've used a whale analogy before. This is a different one. And this is what we face.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
So upset me about that footage, why I had so much empathy for the baby whale, and then of course the mother, was, again, it was shot in high def. You could tell it was shot on like a $100,000 camera, different angles. They were zooming right in on her eye, looking with horror. You could see the killer whales just enjoying themselves, cutting the baby away. The mother, once it was exhausted, literally ramming into the killer whales and getting her baby, and then with it on top of her body, out of the water, and it was fully a third the size she was. It was gigantic. Holding it up, and you see her struggling with her flippers out, trying to hold the baby up, and the killer whales just knocking the baby off and then killing it. It was that struggle that I identified with. And that big blue eye of that whale, just in absolute horror. It was a mother, just like a human being, surrounded by killers who were there to literally eat her baby in front of her. And the difference between that whale and the general public is the general public thinks wolves, thinks killer whales, thinks... Because in human systems, at least for the last 6,000 years, we have warred with each other. The only predator to man The only thing that threatens man is man itself. And humans are predators, omnivore, hunter-gathering predators, very intelligent, super violent, pack animals. And I'm not saying we're animals in the sense, but that's our basic modus operandi. And instead of running a group of bison off a cliff, or a group of elephants, or a group of other herbivores, or instead of getting together in a pack hunt of a cave bear and routing it with torches and chasing it down a gullyway and then having our people wait at the other end and throw big boulders down on its head, after we killed all the cave bears and killed all the elephants and ran them out of Europe and killed them all in the Americas, then the warring with each other started. And it had always gone on to a certain extent, but as our numbers grew, parasitism, or the parasitic feeding of the elite and their strongmen on the slaves, really kicked off 6,000 plus years ago. It really started before that in the middle of the Bronze Age, during the last warming period. And to know that most adults, and this is from a view, just with what you say is an anthropologist angle of what's happening, that we now have several generations raised in the Western world in a total lap of luxury. I mean, even if you're poor, you generally have the food and shelter and entertainment provided to you. And the entertainment, 99% of it, is non-educational, non-informative. It is basically showing us as mammals who are tribal creatures who learn by imprinting on what we see as leaders. They show us male role models that are stupid, mindless, burping creatures who only watch football. That is manly. Being an idiot is manly. The women are in charge and boss everyone around, and they themselves feel inadequate and are peddly and mindless. And the women imprint on that to be nothing but sexual objects instead of all their other esteemed roles that they also, of course, are meant to fill. And as a society, we are robbed of what it is to even be our species. We are robbed of our incredible history, our amazing past, all of our just absolutely amazing accomplishments. The fact that with our minds, we were able to build civilizations and develop complex sciences. And that we physically were able to tame the saber-toothed cats and the cave bears and the elements. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You have a public who just sees cities. It's just there for them to drive through. Who don't ask, how did roads get built? How does power come into my office, into these light bulbs and give illumination? How do computer microchips and systems work? How does trade work? How does the money system operate? What are mercenaries? What is Blackwater? What does it mean when the police start garbing themselves in black and wearing masks and building giant prisons everywhere and putting cameras up everywhere? This is literally, let me explain why I'm so freaked out, okay? Because I'm intellectual at one level, and I'm somewhat informed historically, and I don't have a bad brain. And then I also am primitive at the same time. I have those attributes of that I can wear both hats, both as an observer and scientifically look at things, as a novice historian, because it's addicting. It's very interesting. And I can also wear the hat of a warrior. I can also wear the hat of a primitive protector, a guardian, someone watching the mouth of the cave at night for big cats or bears to rouse the others. Because if you don't, it'll come in and grab one of you and drag you off into the night. So I'm like a dog that sits at the door waiting for someone to come and knock on it so I can bark. You know, I have my primitive side, we all do, and I have the, quote, higher elements of man, and I am in touch with both of them. And so let's just say I'm hitting on all eight cylinders. which is what all of us are supposed to do. It's nothing special, except in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And so I literally have my instincts. I have ancestral memories, which they hypothesized 50, 60 years ago, Conlad, Lorenz, and others, in which they've now done many scientific studies, major universities, and indeed, they're there. Archetypes. The sixth sense. All of it. And everything the entertainment and the media and the mind control does is you create a background chatter or interference where you can't be still and face up to what's happening around you in the world. And literally, our society is that mother whale, that gray whale, and that baby calf, that juvenile calf, a third the size of its mother. A bull calf. Our society can't recognize, though, the wolves swirling around us. The wolves of the sea, the killers, swirling and spiraling predatorily around us. I mean, that's what the cameras and the surveillance and the CPS and the school security guards and the breaking the arms and the mercury and the vaccines and the wars and the government-sponsored terror. That government-sponsored terror was like primitive humans beating drums, yelling and screaming with torches through the woods, driving the elephant herd towards the cliff. And then that's how they would get enough food for the whole winter. They would then jerk and dry all that meat. That's how they extincted the mammoths in Europe and in the Americas. The Asians here and the Anglos, the Ice Age subspecies in Europe. And so, I would also add that Ice Age man developed particular concerns about preparation and seeing threats because the pressures in Africa and other areas were even greater on a daily basis on the average danger line or on a graph of daily danger from predators. But overall, the extreme dangers of winter and climate shift for northern man, and then that gets off into larger debates in anthropology, but I'm already digressing. The point here is that the New World Order is making massive preparations to it to fully enslave us, to fully bring us into bondage, and they're saying it in their defense authorization funding packages, like the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and the Military Commissions Act, and the Patriot Act, and in the PDD 51. Literally, if you had to give it an image, it is literally that whale with its baby, with a million killer whales, like a giant black hole, spinning around us, coming in. But instead of just one gray whale and its baby, there are millions of gray whales, and there are tens of millions of the predators swirling around, and they're grabbing baby whales in front of us every day. They're dragging them off. You notice they don't keep statistics on the number of people that die in prisons. They used to up until the year 2001. They quit keeping them. They still, until about a year ago, were keeping statistics on the number of children that die in CPS hands. It's five times the average of any other group. But they don't like to publicize those. They don't like to. I heard Dr. Dina Bell yesterday, nationally syndicated, on 7 days a week, saying that mercury had been taken out of vaccines. Now, you can go to the doctor right now, ask the nurse to show you the ampule, ask to see the ingredients list that comes in the package, and it'll say thimerosal. You can go type thimerosal into Google, and it'll say lead. I mean, so it'll say mercury. And you can ask the nurse, and they'll say, okay, I guess there is mercury. The point is they said they took it out 5 years ago, 6 years ago. They didn't really do that. We've talked about this ad nauseum. But is Dr. Dean Adell openly lying? No, I think he probably just heard the reports 5-6 years ago. They took it out, and he just believes it. It doesn't matter if I have AP, Reuters, and all the medical reports, the fact that they actually increased the amount of mercury for some unknown reason to 4 times its normal level on average. Some have 5 times now. I don't know. It said it was 50 times the safe level in the MMR shot. It's now 250 times. Is that 5 times? And then they simultaneously say thimerosal is good for you and make announcements and say it's in there now and it's good for your brain. And that lead toys are good. So now, as gray whales out there being attacked, we can't even notice when we're under assault. We can't even recognize it when we're under assault. And there's just an attitude that the cop pulls you over, wants you to answer questions, you won't do it. The cop says, all right, I'm going to frame you then. And we get more and more of these videos in. And cops brag about testifying on the stand. And our prison population has gone from less than 1 million to over 7 million in the system, 4+ million behind bars. And we've gone from 300,000 cops to 1.5 million, and they're just going up from there. What's it all for? It's not for the aggravated felons. They're being hired by the military. I'd tell you that 6 years ago, you couldn't believe me. Now it's all over the newspapers. When the government starts hiring the criminals, folks, that is the biggest red flag there is. And the sick thing is, at least the killer whales are in their pod, in their pack, in their own crew. They're doing what God designed them to do. There'd be 1 billion whales eating all the plankton if they didn't do it. 1 billion gray whales. But the killer whales don't go off and kill each other. And so, see, you're really a gray whale trained to be a killer whale with cops out there attacking your own kind when the bosses up above you have put aspartame in over 9,000 foods. They put mercury in your children's vaccines. They got lead-fired plants all over the country that were all in mercury. Lead, mercury, you name it's in there. When we've got clean coal, but the government won't let us mine that out of Utah, enough to run the country for 200 years. They're doing all this eugenic engineering. They're doing all these horrible, evil things to us. And I can't even get you to recognize that you're with us, whether you like it or not. See, you know, I always say you've got a choice. Join us or join the evil. But really, even that's a false choice. Because the evil doesn't want you. You're not part of the game. You're used. You're hated. I'll never forget Rick Perry's, one of Rick Perry's, I'm not going to say who it is. When you see Rick Perry with his people on television, you're going to see the guy. He's well known. I've seen him on television. I've seen him at speeches. He walked over and showed me gubernatorial boots that I've seen in Texas Monthly that the governor gave his staff. I didn't need to see it to know. He listened to the show. He even told me his name, but I'm not going to say it on air. I need to call him. I don't want to get him in trouble because he thinks he's so in with the governor, they won't kick him out. I don't believe that for a minute. And he says, yeah, 10 years ago, before I joined the governor when he was, you know, the head of the Senate, I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston, and they sent down from Port Bliss, I forget, it was 6 or 8. I told the story the day after. That's when you get the accurate numbers a few weeks ago. I first told the story. It was 6 or 8. Was it 6? Special Forces guys. And they said, okay, give them these shots. And the doctors at the base gave them the shots. They were in the same dorm as they were, and the guys all died within 2 days. Horrible autoimmune deaths, you know, blood, pus coming out. And everybody knew, and it was like, okay, it was a bioweapons test. Don't say anything about it. Strip this whole thing out, clean everything with disinfectants, unbolt the bunks, take them outside and spray them down. Every one of them died. Man, was it 6 or 8? Oh, it didn't matter. It was said 8. Every one of them died is the point. And this is why, because I talked about vaccines having bioweapons in them, and I had all these women coming up going, it sterilized me, it made me go into convulsions, it made me do this, oh my gosh. Tetanus shot, that's when it all happened. Why'd you say tetanus shot? How do you know that? Because it was all over foreign newspapers in the mid-90s through 2000. Because the UN said they were doing it. It's like my pediatrician. He said, don't tell anybody, but yeah, you know, I volunteer each year for the city clinic. We're giving the kids HB40 oral vaccine. We're not supposed to. I don't know why they told us to.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
The globalists that run the society openly talk about how they detest us, how they hate us, and how they want to cull 80%+ of us in mass. That's what Endgame covers. That's what it documents. This is what the reality shows. The facts are in. And nothing's going to change that. You can't rationalize it. You can't make excuses. You can't say I'm making it up. You need to check out my claims and find out they're true. This is real. You have to face it. I'm talking to military, police, school teachers, auto mechanics, UPS drivers. It doesn't matter. I'm talking to everybody out there. We have an elite who have honed their predatory instincts, who are totally psychopathic. They feel no allegiance to individuals, to countries, to anybody. They enjoy hurting us. They enjoy raw power. They are setting up a one-world government right now. They are setting up a horrible police state and telling us torture and secret arrest and no habeas corpus is good. They're moving ahead very, very quickly, and they know how to tribally manipulate us to feel like we're part of their system by dangling Ahmadinejad in front of us and other such boogeymen. You better get sophisticated, and you better get sophisticated now, folks. That's all I'm saying. Look at this story Paul Watson's got up right now on PrisonPlanet.com. It's so huge. I should have been talking about this for the last hour, but I wanted to get it out there that we're being fed on by our own species. FBI thought bombs brought down the towers on 9/11. Now, we mentioned this a long time ago, but it's now back in the news, and there's audio and video clips of it. FBI thought bombs brought down towers on 9/11. Working premise that truck bombs aided WTC collapse dovetails with arrest reports that were later buried. We're going to play a clip of this coming up later in about 30 minutes after our guest joins us. But this story is so important and needs to be seen by everyone. I'm asking you to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We got to dig through last Friday. And so hundreds of thousands of new people were able to read our story about them breaking that little girl's arm and then framing everybody, and that's coming up in a few minutes, the mother. But this story needs to be gotten out to everybody. FBI thought bombs brought down towers on 9/11. I told you a few weeks ago, it finally came out in mainstream news, and I was able to find a teaching curriculum I was given by via a Texas teacher. They're going to make Spanish the first language in schools that are even minority illegal alien. They're going to teach science, reading, writing, and math, arithmetic, in Spanish, first language. That's their answer. And I got an email here from a parent. Where is it? I just had it. Here it is. This happened to. I'm going to try to get permission to post this email. It doesn't say I can or I can't. But they tell the whole story in Houston where they've been told, look, you're just going to be taught in Spanish now, period. And well, then that was in the AP and Reuters, remember, 2 weeks ago. It said from Texas to Oregon to New York, they're just going to teach in Spanish. So you talk about destroying this country, folks. And hurting the people that speak Spanish as well and the people that speak English. English is the world language because of the British Navy and Empire. That's what everybody in Asia and in Europe and in Russia and in Latin America, the upper class families, teach them English because that's the world language. Thanks to the piratical nature of the British. Scratch an Englishman, find a pirate, the old saying goes. You know why the sun never set on the British Empire? God wouldn't trust an Englishman in the dark. Again, God wouldn't trust an Englishman in the dark. Ha ha. All right. No attack on the Anglos. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.